Avid Audiobooks presents Trust Me by Zosia Wand, narrated by Imogen Church. Chapter 1. Sam sees it first. I'm oblivious to what's about to happen, resting against the wooden lip of the hull with my head tilted up as the sun licks my face. Coniston Water. The English Lake District. The glorious spring day, sharp as a shard of glass. We're gliding up the lake, the boat following a comfortable melody, and I'm finally beginning to relax. I'm a city girl. Sailing is an alien activity. In my former life, people who sailed inhabited a different world. I glimpsed them in foreign, sun-kissed marinas as they descended from dazzling white yachts in their deck shoes, designer jeans turned up at the ankle, and pastel-coloured jumpers draped across their shoulders. I was the one walking past in search of a cheap hostel, Interrail card in my pocket, back sweaty from the rucksack dragging on my shoulders. When the boys first mentioned sailing, I'd foolishly imagined gin and tonics in iced glasses and careless laughter over meals and restaurants too exclusive to display their prices. But this is Coniston in March, not La Rochelle in August. I knew it would be different, just not quite this different. This boat isn't a yacht. Apparently, it's an Enterprise. 13 feet long, though it feels much smaller with the three of us on board. It doesn't gleam white, it's wooden with worn varnish and bits that need replacing, and the sails are the colour of dried blood. But it is pretty in its own swallows and Amazons way. Sam is winding a piece of rope into neat coils, the tendons in his forearms shifting beneath his flesh as he works. He's not been still since we pulled up in the car park with the boat on the trailer behind us. The two of them jumped out and set to in a rhythm of activity I've never witnessed before. Jaunty, solid, established and weathered by the world. Sam, his younger, slender echo, unhitching and lifting, pulling and manoeuvring to the pebbled shore, then clipping and unclipping, more lifting and pushing into the water, shoving and wading and climbing and beckoning and reaching and stretching.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?